This is growing native, and I'm Petey Mosquiti. Clouds and humidity moved into southeastern Arizona recently. I say southeastern Arizona, but I can only report about what I experienced at our homestead. So, but I'm guessing, you know, there's a lot of country beyond our 1991 Marvelette near the banks of the Ojalote that had the same type weather. Big, billowy clouds that look suspiciously monsoon-like, especially when they darkened. An otherwise cloudy day with blue skies produced claps of thunder across the grassland. I was outside at our home, and Farley came to me and gave me a look that said he would be in the barn. It's his place to hide from thunder, and I always make sure he has access. Sometimes Choo-Choo and I join him. Solidarity, you know. Anyway, you know, he's always nice enough to come in and find me when I've raced into the barn and forgotten why I did. He and Choo-Choo are service dogs in that regard, I guess. Recently, I should tell you, I started smoking marijuana after many years of not. Can't remember why I quit. But anyway, I'm smoking again. Yeah. And now when I race into the barn and forget why, well, the dogs and I just have the greatest time looking around at all the junk I've collected. And life is good and very funny. Anyway, on this particular day with lightning and thunder, it rained hard. It rained hard for about 5 minutes, hard and at a sharp angle to the ground, then gone. No thunder, no rain, gone. Oh, and you know, there was 0.04 inches in the rain gauge with two dead, dehydrated flies. Yeah, I didn't count their displacement and recorded the 0.04, the 4/100ths of an inch. But listen, the next day, more billowy clouds over the Pinaleno Mountains, and it looked like rain falling. Then I saw lightning bolts striking the northern end of the Chiricahua Mountains. I would have thought we were eons away from monsoon, you know, well, at least a month away from monsoon, but here was humidity and I could feel it, and just walking around, I got sweaty. And I love it. I love monsoon sweat. I love it. It's the best. I love being sweaty. Maybe that's just me. Anyway, speaking of moisture, there's been this wonderful thing happening around our little homestead. Wherever we water, gazillions of small butterflies called blues have been congregating at the moist soil. Lepidopterists call that puddling. Isn't that cute? I mean, I thought only puppies puddled. But these puddling congregations are made up only of male butterflies. And all, you know, at all these male gatherings, the fellas are taking in minerals and the salts, you know, from this moist soil. That's what it's all about, the salts, the minerals, their amino acids incorporated into their sperm. Then these, so nutritious sperm, and then these nutrients are transferred during the mating process with the female. That's what they do. Transferred to the eggs in the female. And the viability of the eggs is improved, leading to greater reproductive success. And I'm thinking that probably explains the gazillion, hundreds, probably thousands of blues puddling. Lots of male butterflies species puddle. And I knew that there'd be lots of different species puddling together, but it looked like only blues to me. And I netted some, and all I caught were butterflies called marine blues. And oh my gosh, what a sight. Hundreds of rapid fluttering, erratic flying bluish butterflies. Bluish because up close, they're brown banded when their wings are closed. But on top of the upper surface of the wings, you'll find a little purplish color thrown in there. Oh yeah. The scientific name for marine blues is Leptotis marina. Leptotis, Greek for fine, delicate marina of the sea. And maybe that's where they were first described, puddling by the sea. You know, this summer, let's go puddle by the sea. You know, sometimes a butterfly will land on a human because of salty sweat. And it did occur to me that it would be quite wonderful to have hundreds of marine blues puddling on me. Maybe that's just me. Beautiful, beautiful little puddling butterflies, marine blue butterflies. The desert is beautiful, my friend. Yeah, it is. Hey, I'm Petey Mosquiti, and this has been Growing Native.